Kilo K, mobile.
KO4 HKX here.
Patrick, what's happening, baby?
One of them dirty rotten capitalists.
Take you some money, Bubba. You know, we gotta pay for our hobbies and habits that way.
Putting out this new habit and is expensive.
It's an old saying. You gotta pay to play, baby.
How doing this morning?
I gotta go change a light bulb.
If I had to do that now?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, it's going to cost them $120.
What kind of light bulb are you changing?
Go to the doctor and you get an x-ray. They have to target the x-ray. And this thing is kind of like a projector lens. And what happens is you project the light, and that light has to be absolutely congruent with where the x-ray beam hits. Well, if you do that and it's targeted correctly, everybody's happy, including DHEC. Well, if that bulb burns out, you got to take half of the collimator, which is the device that this is projecting the light beam, you got to take half of that collimator apart and then realign everything to put it all back together. And if you don't know what you're doing, you can really screw up about $1,500 device.
So, sounds like pretty involved light bulb.
Bulb is $20. And listen to this. It's 150 watt, 24 volt, less than the size of your thumb.
Okay. I'm just curious why the 24 volt.
I was wondering that, and I think it's so that they can keep the voltage down out at the collimator, because if a certain ground is not maintained on the collimator, 24 volts ain't going to hurt near as bad as 120.
Now that, and then also you can probably keep your amperage down instead of running a 12 volt bulb.
Yep, this thing will draw about 4.5-5 amps. It's something else. So, anyhow, it's off to the salt mine I go. So, you going up this weekend to get it?
Few things finalized, yep, I'm going.
Good deal, bud. I tell you what, I'm happy for you. You know, you've been struggling with that trailer.
It shows, guys can tell. I'm tired of it myself.
Don't have any air conditioning there either, do you?
I do.
In the trailer?
Oh, yes, I do.
What's the air conditioning run on, 12 volt?
I have a 3,500 watt inverter generator sitting on the tongue running on propane, powering lights and everything in the trailer.
Now look at you. Ain't you special? Huh. Well, so what are you going to do with the trailer now that that's going to be finished up?
Oh, no. I may take my time and go back through it and make it a little nicer. And keep it as a backup, because trucks tear up, and when they tear up, it's usually down for a week or two. So it'd be good to have a little backup in case something happened again.
There you go. You know, I was watching one of the car shows over the weekend on one of the streaming channels, and apparently Matco was sponsoring part of their program because they came out and they were showing everybody the 20 volt drills and all that kind of stuff.
Who sponsors that whole power block? I don't know what all's on it anymore. I don't have any of those channels where I can watch it. But yeah, Matco sponsors all that, so you're going to see a lot of Matco stuff in there.
Good advertising. So what kind of TV you got? Is it a smart TV?
Yeah, I've got one of the Samsung 7 series or something like that. I can't remember now.
Hey, you know that Samsung provides a free streaming service. And if you do it right, you can set that up in the Samsung Smart TV and go over and get that stuff for free.
I have that, but I've not been able to find any of those shows in there. So I don't know if I'm missing it or what.
Okay, what do they call it, TV Plus?
Yeah, TV Plus or something. But I've got Hulu, Netflix, all that stuff too. I just don't pay for the live TV part of it.
Well, I tell you what, that TV Plus, I'm not paying a dime for it. And that's where I saw those car shows over the weekend and y'all stuff. That's pretty good.
I'll have to look into it a little further then. I hadn't spent a whole lot of time with it, though, to be honest with you. Just because I've had Netflix and Hulu so long.
Over on YouTube, and then AT&T bought out YouTube, and, you know, it's just immediately after they got bought out by AT&T, price went up, so forget them. I don't care for AT&T anything.
Not a huge fan myself of some of these big corporations anymore, just because they're using and abusing the power they have.
Ain't kidding. Especially Amazon. Hey, you heard about MGM, didn't you?
Heard about it. What's going on?
Metro, Goldwyn, and Mayer. The movie studios, the TV, and all that business is now a wholly, totally owned subsidiary of Amazon.
Long, you ain't gonna have but one or two companies in this in the world. And that's it. They're gonna own everything: Google and Amazon.
Since I get even now every chance, every opportunity, I do something besides Amazon or AT&T or Google. Anything but Google.
Using that DuckDuckGo as my search engine, that way it doesn't track everything you're doing.
Keeps telling me about that. I gotta go over and check it out. How much aggravation is to use it?
Download the app for your phone or your computer and you use it just like you would anything else. That's all there is to it.
So then, and you say they do not track you and do all that crap and push promotional stuff out on you all the time in your email?
For HKX Friday, no, you don't get any of that from there. None of the targeted emails or ads or none of that garbage. You just get what you're looking for.
Okay, I gotta go on over there then. I tell you what, even, you know, MSN is not even as big as it used to be.
Now you got Bing, which they're probably one of the closer competitors with Google, but they're still nowhere close to the size they are.
Well, Bing is MSN.
It was, but like I said, you just don't have nothing like you used to with it.
I use, you know, just to get away from Google, I use Bing all the time. And it works fairly well.
It does, but you still get those ads and all the pop-up stuff. So that's DuckDuckGo works better with that. And you can tie it right into your search engine where it uses it instead of Google. So it works good for me.
I'll try to get on that probably this evening. So do you go to any of the Greer Club meetings?
I've been looking to join a club, and I don't know which one's going to work better for me. because I'm down here all during the week, and I don't know that I can make it back to the Hendersonville Club in time to meet with them.
The Club, Blue Ridge, and the Greer Club both meet about 7 o'clock, and they usually break it up by about 9, 8, yeah, about 9 o'clock. But I'll tell you what, as far as traffic, do you mind Whitehorse Road?
Not really. I'm over there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays anyway.
Well, they meet on the first Monday, and Greer meets on the second Monday. And I don't know. I think it would be closer to Greer, and you can just come right down 26, hop on 14, and when you roll into Greer on 14, you're within about 2.5 miles of it right there.
Where are they at on 14?
Just picture this in your head. When you come into Greer on 14, you go right straight through town, or straight into town, and when you get right there at the main street of downtown, you turn left and it takes you out Highway 290. And I believe it's 290. And about 2 miles out there on the left, as you're going out of town towards Burns Smith Parkway, Highway 80, you know, out there where the inland port is, right as you head out that way, about 2 miles out of Greer, is where the meeting is.
I'm not far from that, so that would probably be one of my easier ones to get to.
So, the only thing about Greenville is if you're, it's on Monday night, and if you're coming down from Hendersonville, you're going to be battling Whitehorse Road all the way down and then all the way back up to get back home. Where if you're in Greer, all you got to do is hop on back on 14 and go right straight to 26 and you're headed home.
Every day, so I mean, that's where I'm at. But I usually go up and down 25 up to 90, and that side instead of going out to 26.
That's going to be better for you. Yeah, I was just thinking more in terms of traffic and which was closer.
I'm down here already, so Monday my route is in Traveler's Rest, so that's where I'm at right now. And I get done early, but I could hang around. It'd be easier for me just to hang around somewhere and take care of other customers and odds and ends that I need to than to drive all the way back home.
I see what you mean. Let's see. But you know what? You can get on Highway 290 right there, right above Traveler's Rest, and be in Greer. I mean, it's nothing flat. And you still wouldn't have to battle that Whitehorse Road with all those traffic lights and all that stupidity.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. The Greer one's going to be a little easier for me. But just trying to get it all worked out.
Yeah, but now I'm going to tell you, that's a pretty good bunch of folks over there in Greenville. Gary, KI4DLS, and Dave, W4DJW, there's a bunch of those guys over there. That's a good bunch.
Well, I'll just have to give it a try and see which one works the best, timing-wise and everything, so it'll be a trial and error for me. When are they going to start back up in-person meetings?
Well, I don't know what the Greenville bunch has done. I just don't know. I could ask Gary and see what he says. But Greer is already meeting. They met in person last month, and they're already in the midst of their field day setup. So, as a matter of fact, they've got a meeting tonight. So, if you went to their meeting tonight, you'd be caught up in all that field day stuff and how they're setting up and doing all that.
all this is new to me. This is the first time I've got to experience any of it. So I don't know what to expect or where to go, where, what to do.
Well, have you ever been to a field day?
Have not.
Have you, do you know what a field day is?
A very limited knowledge of it. You know, basically everybody's trying to make contact from on out in the field, not on their normal power source.
Basically, if you ever had an emergency and you were going to set up field communications on ham radio, that's what this is all about. You roll up in there, you put up a portable antenna, and get everything set up, and you operate on anything but an extension cord, and you go to work. You can operate on battery, generator, just about anything you want to do, except for plugging in. And those guys are good. They're very, very innovative.
Yeah, I'd like to, like I said, I'd like to find out more about it. Like to find somewhere to go or somebody to kind of hang out with and find out what all the, it's all about.
W4NGU and I are going to be going to the field day, you know, just to observe and see how they're doing some of that stuff, because he and I are wanting to do some POTA, and I tell you what, that's pretty much what they're going to be involved with, is the field day tonight. And they've got a meeting tonight. But if you want to go, I'll meet you down there somewhere in Greer, and we'll head on over to the meeting and let you get acquainted.
Let me kind of give you a shout back this afternoon, because like I said, it all depends on how this truck goes for me, to what my week is going to be like.
Kind of short notice, but anyhow, anytime you want to go over there, you give me a call, Bubba. We'll head on in there. Okay? And they do all kind of good stuff. They do Raspberry Pi building, and they do programs on a bunch of different stuff.
I'll get with you and get some more information about it at another time, and try to get back with you maybe this afternoon if things go okay. Like I said, I'll be heading to get a truck as soon as they give me the okay on that. I'm gone.
Cool beans, bud. Well, I am headed south just as hard as I can go on Vern Smith Parkway right now. Got to head down to Simpleville and do that bulb, so. Anyhow, another exciting day in the neighborhood.
I have to hop off here. I've arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to go in here and see if I can sell some tools and make some money. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, Steve.
KO4HKX, 73's big guy, and just let me know, and talk to you soon. KN4BWA, I'm clear and monitoring. OTR, KN4BWA. OTR, wake up, Tom, KN4BWA. Okay, Mo.